Hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Monday morning. That's where every weekday, or every day, you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we will make it through all of the
wisdom
literature. That's right. And this morning, we are at one of the most famous Psalms, Psalm 23. So why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We pray that you would bless us now as we read it. We pray that we would have hope in you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. We're going to go into Psalm 23. You want to read first, or you want me to read first?
You can read first.
Okay. A Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with
oil.
My cup runs over. Surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow me
all the days of my life. And I will
dwell in the house of the Lord
forever. All right. We need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? So, A, what is this about? What do you think? What's this about?
God is the good shepherd.
God is a good shepherd. Good. So, Jesus is the good shepherd. God is the good shepherd. And if God is the good shepherd, what are the... Does it sound like he has all sorts of bad things for his people?
No.
He'll make us what? Lie down where?
In green pastures.
In green pastures. So is he gonna, are we gonna have to lie down where there's like no food and stuff?
No.
No, he's gonna take care of us. What about, what does he do with our souls?
He restores.
What do you think that means? Sometimes when you get sad and you get down, do you think the Lord can build you back up?
Uh-huh.
Can he give you joy again?
Mm-hmm.
What about when somebody dies? Do you remember when great-grandpa died?
Mm-hmm.
Was that really sad?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think God was with great-grandpa even when he was dying?
Yes.
You want to know something fun? Grandpa and Daddy sang this psalm together when he was in the hospital. Because who was his shepherd even though he was dying?
God.
That's right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Right? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of
death.
Why didn't he have to fear? I will fear no evil. Why?
Because God was with him.
That's right. Because God is with us even in hard times. Do you think the Father was with Jesus when he was... when he was dying?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That's sure right. But we know that it doesn't end. Right? It doesn't end just in death, because what does it say? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. And then there's he has confidence in something else, right? Surely,
goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
And where will he live?
In the house of the Lord forever.
For it. What did Jesus tell his disciples? He was going ahead of them to prepare a room for them in his Father's house.
Mm-hmm.
In his Father's house, there are many rooms. If it wasn't so, he would have told them.
Mm-hmm.
So where are we going to get to go someday?
To the house of the Lord.
And do we just, like, is it like a hotel? We just go there for a few days and leave?
No. you stay there forever.
That's right. That's right. What's your favorite verse in here? What do you think we should mark as our favorite verse for this? What's the best verse? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's a good one. Well, calling. What are we called to do in response to this? Do we take comfort in Jesus Christ? Do we know that our good shepherd is with us wherever we go, in the darkest of hours, in the loneliest of places, that the Lord takes us by green pastures? He makes us lie down there. He brings us to still waters. That we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever if we are in Christ. I hope that's your confidence and your comfort today, that you would look to Jesus Christ, that no matter where you are in your life, you would find comfort in your good shepherd. You ready to pray? Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the one who has shepherded our souls and who loves us and cares for us. Father, please let us have peace in you. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the hope and confidence of Jesus Christ. And we'll see you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. See you tomorrow.